Welcome in, quick hitters. Well, the Boston Celtics laid the Miami Heat down to rest tonight. Both games are over with. We'll get into the Maverick and Clippers game in a minute. But for the Miami Heat, 118-84 went down horribly to the Boston Celtics. No shock. No shock at all. What does this mean for the Miami Heat that their season is over? As you can see this box sheet, it was a horrid, horrid night. Only one guy got out of the teams. Everybody else was laboring bad. But the Boston Celtics took care of business like they supposed to at home, get rid of this team, moving on to better things. They got championship aspirations. They came in about their business. That's why you see this guy, Jaylen Brown, highlighted at the top. He set the tone for his team early. Came out very aggressive. Body language was good, letting his team know, not tonight. This team's not going to hang around. We're not going to give them a little ounce of hope. It's time to put them away. It's time for us to start thinking about the next series, and that's exactly what the Boston Celtics did. Took care of business. Without Bam Adebayo, this thing would have might have been even more horrid. He was the only person that had anything going. Anything going. So the question is, the season is over with for the Miami Heat. What is next? Well, you got to find out what you're going to let go. And you got to find out what you're going to add. Because all of these guys are movable pieces. To me, it should be a complete flip-flop of this roster. And we're going to get into some players that are really movable. To me, the only player or two players that's not movable on this team that should be with the Heat next season is Bam Adebayo, obviously, and Jaime Jaquez. Those are the only two guys. Everybody else pretty much on a chopping block. And I know it's going to be some little slack about that because y'all are going to be thinking about, okay, what's going on? You talking about getting rid of Tyler Hero? Well, it looked like they already was trying to get rid of Tyler Hero. But Damian Lillard, remember? That might be your only true asset to try to get some pieces back is with Tyler Hero. If you really look at it. I like Tyler Hero. I would love Tyler Hero to stick around. But the situation is, Tyler Hero is a little injury prone. Let's be honest. When the last time he's played a season without being actually hurt. We have to look that up. Not only that, you need to get it while the getting is good. While he's showing flashes, that's when he's most valuable to be traded. He's looking the best he's looked. At least he's on the floor. At least he can advertise. At least he can be showcased. Look what he did tonight. So you keep him out there too long, you're going to have his value going down. He scored 15 points tonight. With your back up against the wall, you know, do or die situation. He was off. He was completely off tonight. Like I said, Bam Adebayo carried all of the load on offense. All of it. Too many singles and very few doubles. So the players that I'm looking to get, well, I ain't going to say I'm looking to get. I'm not in the front office. I'm not Pat Riley. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Mickey. And I take that back. Jovic, he can stick around for sure. He's up and coming. He's a young guy. He can hang around. And I hate to say this, but Khalid Martin, man, he's one of those guys I wanted to stick around and be a Heat for life. Kind of wanted him to be like, you know, Udonis Haslem. Keep him on the squad for that long. But when you're up against desperation and you need pieces and you have guys to move, his name could come up. Like I say, nobody wants a bad player. So you have to give up something good. But just stay with me. How many players that can be movable that are not untouchable? Khalid Martin. He can be on a chopping block. Tyler Hero. He can be on a chopping block. DeLon Wright. He's movable. Can be on a chopping block. Kevin Love. If he don't retire, it's a possibility he retires. But if he don't, you can send him on the Love Boat. And a passion of romance right down the river. He can go. Duncan Robinson. He can get on a train. Hayward Highsmith. He's movable. Thomas Bryant. He's movable. Patty Mills. He can go as well. Orlando Robinson. He can go. That's eight players so far. Do you get my drift? This can be a whole overhaul. Jay Rich. He can go. He's been gone before. Terry Rozier. Even he can go. Now, I'm not saying these players can just hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more, no more, no more. No, I like to have Terry Rozier to hang around. But I'm just saying, if the opportunity presents itself when you're trying to upgrade this team, these are the players that you could move to get better. That's all I'm saying. So we damn near sitting at 9-10 players that can be overhauled off this roster. That ought to tell you something. Jimmy Butler. I know. I skipped him for a reason. Because those are your biggest assets right now. Now, Jimmy Butler, his value kind of went down a little bit. I know a lot of teams are looking at him and, you know, they're going to want a discount. It's hard for him to stay on the floor. But he's still an all-star caliber player. He has flashes of superstardom. Possible Hall of Famer when his career is done. Him and Tyler Hero, biggest assets to the Miami Heat. Good tradable pieces. And let's just say Miami Heat doesn't even overhaul majority of these guys. They have to get something in return. They got to get something back. They got to pick somebody up. He don't have to be a superstar player, but he got to be a semi-all-star caliber player or somebody on the verge of becoming an all-star. They have to get somebody back that's going to be a bang for their buck. So it's going to be a lot of work need to be done in this offseason for the Miami Heat. It showed its ugly head this year. You know, with Jimmy Butler going out, which everybody predicted early in the season. And his team just didn't have enough. Bad nutrition, man. Guys in and out of the lineup. Making something up. How many times are you going to get tired of just making something up every year? When you don't have nothing solid. It's like you're taking a puzzle or a wet piece of paper and you're just trying to hold it together. Or just won't tear and rip up. Just trying to be very delicate with it. Just carry it and coast it across the room. Without it breaking apart on you. That's the Miami Heat. And like I said, it's time to wheel and deal. It's time to change this roster. Whatever you got to do, this roster has to be changed. So the Boston Celtics, prediction of mine for sure, they have a very good chance of winning this thing, all of it. They stay healthy. Porzingis will be a big part of that if he can come back. Without Porzingis, I don't think they could win it. He has to come back. He has to be healthy. They can go deep and far, but they can't get completely over that hump unless they get Porzingis back. He is the X factor. He opens everything up for that team. Matter of fact, let's go down here and look at him. Look at Jason Tatum tonight. That's a perfect indicator. This guy only scored 16 points tonight, and they still was able to handle the Heat the way they did. Why? Because of the guy we got spotlighted at the top, Jaylen Brown. He set the tone early. Once he got the mindset of his team, what the plan was, didn't matter if he made shots or not, just the aggression, the attitude, the approach to this game, set the tone for his teammates. He set it so well that Tatum didn't even really have to be a part of it. Tatum only had 9 attempts. Think about that. The guy was 4 for 9 from the field. 2 for 4 from 3. But he did the dirty work. 12 rebounds. Derek White, he's been on this flurry. I mean, he really been on a flurry since he got with Boston, but due to his stretch, he's been really on a flurry. Yeah, they're going to have to open up the pocketbook for that guy. He's going to be back on the brink. Why can't this guy be with the Heat? Why can't this guy be with the Rockets? Anybody would love to have this guy. Not afraid of the moment. You think he's waiting around for Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum to do something or give him a bone? No. He can search out his own meals. And he's been doing it. So yeah, the Boston Celtics laid the Miami Heat down to rest. Boston Celtics basically played, they were their hospice. Boston Celtics were the Miami Heat's hospice. They were bringing them along slowly just to lay them down to rest in time. And that's exactly what they did. And if the Heat wants to compete with the Boston Celtics moving forward, year in and year out, because you've had their number, not no more. That's why you have to overhaul this team, get some people in there. And I mean some dogs, some players, versatile guys. It's not one-trick ponies. They have to wait for the ball to shoot a three. You need ball handlers. You need passers. You need shooters. And you need defenders. It's going to be the only way. So, yeah, it's a big offseason for the Miami Heat. Big offseason. You can't fall too far from grace. This franchise is not a patient franchise. This is a franchise that's not trying to not make the playoffs. Coming in each year, this is a franchise not looking just to get into the playoffs, just to be knocked out. No, this is a championship franchise to where every year they're trying to go for the gusto. So congratulations to the Boston Celtics. I have no salt about the Boston Celtics. I actually like the makeup of the Boston Celtics, like the team, like the players on the team. Love their grit and grind attitude. They're getting over the hump now. And like I said, the only knock on them was the superstars and all-star. You know, I'm going to call them both superstars because Jaylen Brown is, he's a very good all-star. He's not superstar status yet. And I don't know if he'll get there underneath Jason Tatum. He might have to get his own team to prove that he can be a superstar. But long as they're a tandem, he will always play second fiddle to Jason Tatum and to kind of hold him back at some degree. But these guys have figured it out because they're on attack mode. In the past, they wasn't on attack mode. They took a lot of jump shots, bad shots, let a lot of teams off the hook by doing so. But if you watch a lot of these games, what are they doing? They're going downhill, putting pressure on the defense. They're hanging you out to dry now. And they're very good free throw shooters. So yeah, they have a very good chance of winning this whole thing. But they gotta stay healthy, gotta get Porzingis back, get him in the lineup. And I think he'll be back. I mean, was it a calf sprain or something like that? Could be day to day, but I'm pretty sure they loosened that thing up. They putting all kind of oil on it. He got masseuse all on that thing. He doing power drills. He doing everything trying to work that muscle out, get it back loose. So I expect him to be back when the next series start. That's it for tonight on the Miami Heat. Before the Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks, unbelievable. Lou Doncic again. I don't know if you want to say he's playing possum, but he done went out there and torched him. Supposed to have a bad knee. Supposed to be laboring out there. And he tore him up. Clippers in a bad situation. Clippers really needed to take advantage tonight and pull this game out at home. It's going to be real tough for them now. And just when you wanted to start saying playoff P, everybody playoff P, coming off that big game, what, 33 points? And then he comes in this game, he struggles. I don't know what he ended up with. The game ain't too long, went off, but I would take a peek at. We ain't going to look at the box sheet. It's late. We're not going to take a peek at that. So I'm not going to bore and strain y'all to death on that, but yeah, the Clippers, man, that's another team. Year in, year out, man, they can be a disappointment. They championship a bust, just like the Celtics. What's going to happen to them when their season come to an end? So there's a lot of pressure out there. Kyrie Irving definitely has amped it up. He's very engaged, and you can see it. First time in a long time for him, he can taste something. And he wants something on the way out. Him and Lou Doncic is really going for this thing. If they can make it there in one piece. I mean, Lou Doncic, he is a little banged up. But he's one of the guys that can play hurt. And he's not that athletic to begin with, so he ain't doing all these cuttings and turns and twists. Nah. Man, go straight up and down. Hit the gas pedal. Go a little bit more. Ease up. Hit the brake again. And then accelerate. So he plays at his own pace. And that's just fine. So yeah, Boston Celtics gave the Heat the business. And the Dallas Mavericks gave the Clippers the business tonight. Two blowouts. 30-piece chicken wang dinner. Man, I didn't think it was going to be a blowout. I'll be honest with you. Let that one probably go down to the wire. Mavericks, Clippers. But hey, it was close for a while. And then when Dallas got their groove, they got him out of the water real quick. And then we have a Paul George shooting as terribly as he did from the field. And Harden, you know, back to his little tricks here and there. Can't get a rhythm. Gonna struggle. But y'all enjoy y'all night. I think we're getting real close to midnight here. Right into, what do you think? What's about to come up? What are we getting into? Oh, y'all slipping. Terrific Thursday. That's right. We're getting out of hump day. It's not Weary Wednesday no more. Terrific Thursday. So, we're about to move on to the next round. Don't forget about those Timberwolves either. They snarling, they drooling, they young bucks, they are hungry. What would you say if they won it all? Wouldn't that be a story? A complete story. They take down the Nuggets? Man, I wouldn't want to put my money on that, but that's going to be a series. It really is. And the reason why it's going to be a series because they can man the paint and contend and fight with the Joker. They got the bodies to do it. And not only that, they're young guns. They can go up and down the floor as well. And let's not forget about Anthony Edwards, the guy who's compared and reminds people of Michael Jordan. And I can see where it comes from. That attitude, that cockiness. Have you heard him on press conferences? huh? On the post game, that guy has got the light in his eyes. Confident. Always in attack mode. The agility he has. This guy's young, man. Still young. It's going to be a hell of a series. But yeah, y'all enjoy yourselves. Thanks for y'all time. This is GSQH, Getting More Sports Quick Hits. Terrific Thursday, coming in fresh and early with it. And y'all enjoy yourselves. Until next time, we out of here. Peace.